Today, we will read Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 29. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that today you would speak to our hearts. Teach us about you. I pray that you would open our hearts and our minds to understand what we hear and see, to hear your voice. Help us understand what you are saying to us and what you would have us do based on what we read. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 29. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What's this wisdom that has been given him? What are these remarkable miracles he is performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James and Joseph, Judas and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to him, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own home. He could not do any miracles there, except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them." He was amazed at their lack of faith. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village. Calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over impure spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, leave that place and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. King Herod heard about this, for Jesus' name had become well known. Some were saying, "John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why miraculous powers are at work in him." Others said, "He is Elijah." And still others claimed, "He is a prophet, like one of the prophets of long ago." But when Herod heard this, he said, "John, whom I beheaded, has been raised from the dead." For Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested. And he had bound him and put him in prison. He did this because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married. For John had been saying to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." So Herodias nursed a grudge against John and wanted to kill him. But she was not able to, because Herod feared John and protected him, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man. When Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled, yet he liked to listen to him. Finally, the opportune time came. On his birthday, Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. The king said to the girl, Ask me for anything you want, and I'll give it to you. And he promised her with an oath, Whatever you ask, I will give you, up to half my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, What shall I ask for? The head of John the Baptist, she answered. At once, the girl hurried into the king with the request. I want you to give me, right now, the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was greatly distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse her. So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The man went, beheaded John in the prison, and brought back his head on a platter. He presented it to the girl, and she gave it to her mother. On hearing this, John's disciples came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. All right, in today's reading, we began with Jesus and the response of people in his hometown. Now, when he went to teach, people were amazed at how great his teaching was. They were also amazed at the wisdom that was given him. They saw remarkable miracles that he was performing. They asked, "What are these things?" But in spite of all of that, they refused to believe and follow him. They responded, What is he doing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't he the son of Mary and Joseph? We saw him grow up. We've known him for years. What is he doing? What gives him the ability or the power or the right to do these things? Instead of accepting his message and seeing and believing because of the miracles, somehow they became offended by him. What he was doing made them angry. Now, I'll be honest and say I don't understand this. That they heard and they saw, and they thought that it was very, very powerful, yet they still refused to believe. And he said that this is normal, that a prophet is often not honored or respected in his hometown. I think because they had watched him grow up, they refused to believe that he could be more than they thought that he could be. I think many times people grow up with a wrong view of God and of who Jesus is. And then when they begin to see and learn about who he truly is, they allow the misinformation, the lies, to cloud their eyes so that they cannot see who Jesus really is. I pray that that is not you. Look at Jesus for who he is. Let go of the ideas that you may have held for a long time and see, what does the Bible say about Jesus? What does it say about who he is? Once again, I believe the Bible is true and trustworthy. We can believe that it is true because it is God's word. He protects it from mistakes. And so, we need to see Jesus for who he is, not for what we have been told about him, not for what we may have thought before we started learning from the Bible. See him in a new way. In the next part, Jesus sends out the 12. He begins to send them out in pairs, where they are to go and teach and preach and bring people back to God. And so they go out and he gives them instructions. They are to not take things with them. Instead, they are to go with nothing and have faith and confidence that God will take care of them. This is a difficult thing, to not take extra money or things with you as you're going traveling. But they knew that Jesus had given them power and authority, and that he would take care of them, or the Spirit of God would take care of them. And the Spirit did. Finally, we see the story of John the Baptist being beheaded. Now, this is a rather graphic story. It's not an easy story to read. John was God's messenger, and as part of being God's messenger, sometimes he had to deliver messages that people did not like. For example, here, he had to deliver the message to Herod that Herod was doing something wrong. Herod had basically taken his brother's wife as his own. And this was wrong. And John was saying, you should not be doing this. What you are doing is wrong. Put her out of your life because you are committing sin with her. Well, this made his brother Philip's wife, Herodias, made her very angry. And she wanted to kill John the Baptist. But Herod didn't want to. First, he was afraid of the people, because they thought that John was a prophet. But he also realized that John was a good man, that he was holy, and that he was speaking the words of God. He enjoyed hearing what John had to say, even though it was difficult sometimes. Well, eventually, Herod gave a party, and his wife's daughter came in and began to dance. And it pleased Herod so much that he promised her anything. Well, she asked for the head of John the Baptist, and he had to give it to her. I think the things that I learned from this, from John's point of view, are we must be faithful, even when it's difficult. Even though it led to John's death, John did what God told him to do. And he wasn't afraid of doing it just because it could hurt him and eventually ended up killing him. He still gave the message that God had for him to give, even though it was difficult. Even though it made other people angry. When we speak the truth about sin, about what is right and wrong, some people are not going to like it. They enjoy the sin that they are in, and they don't want to hear what God says. They don't want to hear that judgment and punishment are coming because of their sins. They want to be left alone and just enjoy the sin that they are doing. But God is sending us with a message that we should do what's right, turn away from our sins, and follow God. John was faithful with this message, even though it killed him. And I believe that if John knew that he was going to die, he would still give the same message. He would not let that fear stop him from speaking the words of God. And I pray that we are also like that, that we do not allow fear to stop us from sharing the message of God. I also look at Herod, and he allowed himself to make promises that he should never have made. And this, in some ways, forced him to kill John when he didn't want to. We must be careful about promises that we make. Not just blindly promising things that either are wrong or that we cannot or should not fulfill. Now, in my mind, I think Herod should have broken his promise. Once it was clear what she was asking for, he should have had the strength to do what was right, and either way, he would be doing something wrong. Either he would break his promise, or he would kill a good man. He chose to kill the good man. I think he should have broken his promise, that if we promise to do something wrong and see that it is wrong, it is better to break the promise than it is to do what is wrong. I pray that today you would see God for who he is, and that seeing him, Jesus, for who he is, and following him and believing him, would lead you to share without fear. Whether it is like the disciples being sent out without taking things with them and living by faith, or whether it is John the Baptist sharing a message that people didn't want to hear. I pray that you would see who Jesus is, and that by seeing and knowing him, it would lead you to share that with others without being afraid. Lord, I pray that you would give us opportunities to tell other people today about you, to share with them who you are and what we see and what we have learned about you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.